Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, April the 9th, 2008. Rolling down at you like a big old giant horny milk dud on a grassy...
Can milk duds get horny?
I don't know.
I thought you were going to go with an Indiana Jones reference.
Yeah, no, halfway through that I lost steam. I'm not even sure where I was going with that. I have no earthly idea.
So you didn't plan it?
The Midweek Geek Radio Daily... No, I never plan things.
Okay.
You know that.
All right, the geek
without the weight. That's what we call it because we rock out. There, by the way, is super producer, co-host Billy Flynn.
Ah, you smell like a winner!
Thank you.
I was wondering what that was. Kind of a cheesy foot sort of scent, but that's
aftershave and taco meat.
Ah, nice. Me, I'm just the vicar, kids.
You know, there's a time we take a guy like you out back and beat you with a hose.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that time was last Tuesday.
Wow.
Anyway.
Okay.
Well, it's Wednesday. It's midweek. That means we're halfway to the weekend, y'all. It also means that we're going to be talking about new comics, new comic book releases out this week, in addition to all of our usual ludicrousness, ludicrosity.
Ludicry. Because, you know, it's multiple.
Stupid stuff.
There you go.
Stupid stuff. All
Ignite
the muscle.
Things.
Multiplicity. Did you see Multiplicity?
Andy McDowell got some serious repeat loving
in that movie.
She did.
Exactly. She thought it was just the one guy. That movie, even when I saw it in college, I'm thinking, that movie, that's a Polly movie right there.
Yeah, it is.
That movie's dirty.
It's very,
all right,
very
any
dirty.
Old how, what the hell are we talking about? Let's talk TV first and foremost, shall we? Let's get that over with. All right? This year, American Idol once again gives back.
Do they?
I'd like them to give me back the hours of my life I've spent on them for the last few months.
You know, they do owe America that.
Yeah, I know that. It's on Fox tonight. You're going to have you some Robin Williams, Brad Pitt, Celine Dion, Forrest Whitaker, Billy Crystal, Dane Cook, Kiefer Sutherland, Bono, and more and more and more
Dane
and more.
Cook?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a silly bitch. And they're all going to be on American Idol tonight for Idol Gives Back.
Okay. Over on ABC, it's Wife Swap, something I don't normally mention, but apparently tonight the families that are swapping wives are the Orris and Flynn family, and I'd like to go on the record saying that would not be my family.
You're not into swapping?
I am not into that, no, sir.
Okay.
And that's followed by your favorite show, Super Nanny.
Oh, God, I love the Naughty Chair.
I know
chair.
You do. I know you do.
I want to be in the Naughty Chair. Oh, we're still on.
Yeah, it's, yeah, yeah, we're
all
still
right,
going
NBC to. Tonight. NBC tonight. Tonight, Billy Flynn, it's Law and Order. It's Criminal Intent.
Yeah.
It's a repeat.
Yeah.
But it guest stars.
Who?
Wait for it.
Yeah.
The Goot.
The Goot.
Steve Guttenberg is on a repeat tonight of Law and Order, Criminal Intent, and the masses rejoice.
Absolutely. Tonight on Discovery Channel and Mythbusters, it's Airplane Hour, Landing in Airplane. Now, it seems to me that's not a myth.
You can't actually do it?
I've been on a plane before. It's landed, so I can't wait to see what that is.
The secret? Gravity.
That would help.
No. Hey, Encore tonight. Encore M, which would be...
Matronly?
Encore Matronly is showing No Way Out. 1987. Sean Young, Kevin Costner.
Somebody else.
Why can't I think of Gene Hackman's name? There it is.
Gene Hackman, I tricked myself into it.
One of the best holy crap endings in any film, any way, any time. No Way Out takes place in D.C., which is always cool.
Watch that.
I recommend it.
Tonight on the Family Channel, an odd choice for them. The Son of Satan must retrieve his brother in New York City. Adam Sandler, Patricia Arquette, Harvey Keitel, and Little Nicky. Gather around the family. Let's watch The Son of Satan.
Wow.
Sure.
Hey, yeah, bring Grandma. I love the 80s 3D. Couple of episodes of that on VH1.
It's coming right for us.
Mm-hmm.
Turner Classic Movies has a demolitions expert racing to prevent a train bombing Glen Ford in 1953's Terror on a Train.
It's called Amtrak. It was before Snakes on a Plane.
It was.
Yeah.
Although they did do Snakes on a Train, which...
True.
No one wants to know about that. Sci-Fi Channel tonight has Destination Truth, Giant Anaconda. Speaking of snakes... Over on History Channel,
ladies.
It's Monster Quest with unidentified flying creatures.
Oh, no.
Sure.
What might they be?
We'll have to find out. They're unidentified. Tonight, though, in that they're a Lifetime television
for women.
A woman learns that her dad's hunting accident was intentional.
Dick Cheney's where?
Tonight, Rena Sofer stars in The Secret of Hidden Lake. Hidden Lake.
I don't know. All
I was trying to make that work, but it didn't
work. That's what's on TV tonight, kiddies. I know it's a waste of time, but we tell you anyway, because it's your choice, baby. We don't make you watch it or not.
It's all about choice.
We don't make you watch it or not watch it or anything else. We just give you your options. We lay it out there.
There it is.
And you
spread
do
out
with
like
it.
A... No, I'm not going to say prom
You're not going to go with it?
I'm not going to say
all
it.
Right. Like, oh, no, but you were thinking about it.
I did the Gene Hackman thing.
Gone, it worked.
God.
And it worked.
Every time.
All right, mailbag.
Listen up! It's time for mail call.
Oh, we've got mail.
We do have a little bit of mail. David Brewer commenting on the animated Doctor Who. He says, "I would love to see Charles Schulz animate the new Doctor Who.
I would.
So he agrees with us.
Of course, he'd have to come back from the dead.
David says, I knew they had him somewhere undead.
Dun, dun, dun.
So much like Paul Harvey, the body's on ice somewhere. Paul Harvey, incidentally, not officially dead, but let's just be honest with ourselves.
It's been, what, a month now?
He's been off for like a month and a half. Now, they announced this morning, he said, Paul Harvey will return at the end of the month, which is 3 weeks from now. I think they're just getting the electrodes ready.
Harvey will return. For your brains.
Exactly right. And you'll be a semi. Late it?
I would like to eat your brains?
This is what I'm saying
just
to you.
Disgusting.
This is what I'm saying. The rituals will be almost done by about the end of the month, which
Mother
is why
Carmody is working on it now.
Exactly right.
Ew.
All right. Hey, boys, says Elf. Elf, first of all, please don't start your emails that way.
You know.
It just kind of has a, hey, boys.
Hello.
Sound to it. Yeah, it's got
a little Paul Lind action going.
Hey, boys. I figured someone else would have gotten this by now. The albatross quote was from, wait for it.
Yes.
A Wish for Wings That Work.
Thank you.
Yes, he's right.
Yes.
That great Christmas show starring Bloom County's own Opus. Truly classic. Yes, A Wish for Wings That Work, which is now available on DVD.
With absolutely no extras whatsoever, yeah. But it doesn't matter because it's just that damn good.
At least you can replace your VH1 tape, which is what I've had for years.
VH1 released that?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I don't do acronyms.
My VHS tape snapped. My VHS tape snapped years ago, I hadn't seen it until the DVD. I hadn't seen it in like 5 years, which is sad because it was a Christmas tradition for me.
Well, it's available, and to date, the only animated Bloom County that's out there. So A Wish for Wings That Work, you can Amazon it now because now the damn thing's available on DVD as of a few months ago. Thus the albatross reference from
the
last
few days. She wanted an albatross with great big wings.
My God, that's funny.
Does that
mean
he gets your VHS copy?
Sure, if he wants it, write to me, Elf. Let me know if you don't have it.
It took him this long to write. You want him to wait to write you again?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do. It's Wednesday. It's new comic book release day. We got that. We got some geekalified news all coming up on this here Wednesday, April 9th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
In the fantasy audiobook Heart of the Hunter by Sam Chupp, a small mercenary company must guard a caravan traveling from the heart of civilization to the edge of the wild cold wastes. They aren't high and mighty wizards or powerful wealthy kings. They're just looking to do their job, survive, and get paid. Heart of the Hunter is available for free in podcast form at heartofthehunter.com. The song Epic Unease by Scott McCloud from Incompetech.com.
If you're not ready to give up on mullets and Madonna, log on to Stuck in the 80s. Just one of the many blogs you'll find at TampaBay.com, the website of the St. Petersburg Times. Relive the music, movies, and culture of the greatest decade ever. Only at TampaBay.com.
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, April the 9th, 2008. All the geek without the weight. I do love that podcast. They only mentioned the blog in the promo, but the Stuck in the 80s podcast absolutely rocks. Do you notice I was doing the night at the Roxbury Hip Hop?
I saw that.
Hey.
That's why I looked down,
yeah.
So I didn't have witness such a thing.
Billy Flynn and the Vicar here for your Wednesday edition. I suppose we should leap. We should jump forthright directly into... What are we doing first?
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
I'm going to find my Batman 14.
Dun, dun. Okay.
That's right. It's Wednesday. It's new comic book day, my friends. And
man, I'm so behind with comics. I don't think I've read a comic in like 3 weeks.
I have been going through quite a bit. Next time we do the weekly show there, that's all I'm going to be talking about really is
crazy.
All the comics I'm going through.
Good for you. I'm glad somebody is.
What is this, people? M. Marcosia? I've never heard of them.
I don't know what that is.
Kong King of Skull Island number 4 of 5 is out today.
Okay.
And has a cover price of $4.50.
Well, Dabble Brothers Production LLC, they're adapting George R.R. Martin stuff.
Yes.
I don't know this stuff. I've not read any George R.R. Martin, so I'm behind the eight ball with this?
I read the first three, I believe I did.
Well, what's out today from them, George R.R. Martin's Wild Cards Hard Call, number 1 of 6.
You would like that.
Really?
Yes, you would.
Would I dig that?
Yes, you would. Absolutely, sir.
Only thing I'm reading from Dabble Brothers is the Enid Blake stuff as it comes out.
Oh, okay.
Out, so,
yeah. Well, I'm going to have to probably take a peek at Alterna Comics Incorporated because today the graphic novel of Jesus Hates Zombies comes out.
Oh, wow.
How can you not want to read that title?
I guess he can probably... No, he can probably destroy.
He was the original zombie,
on a roll
right?
of pretty much anything, he gets the D in the column. He gets
basically,
to destroy, I would think.
He's got a great Thaco.
Right? Yeah. He didn't even need to roll for that.
No.
It's
come
just
on.
An automatic. How many times a day?
46.
We'll figure that out. All right, from Dark Horse, I always do that wrong.
B. Arthur?
B-P-R-D. Oh. No, B-P-R-D. Sorry. I'm not a Hellboy reader, and so I'm not. Right. I don't often get that correct. B-P-R-D, 1946, number 4 of 5 is out. Also, the Conan hardcover, volume 5, Rogues in the House, if you're collecting that, which I need to be doing.
You should be.
Because those are ones I'd like to have on my shelf. Evil Dead, number 4 of 4 from
yes.
Dark Horse, wrapping up today. The Goon, number 23. You ever read any of Eric Powell's Goon?
Yes. It's
very
good stuff.
Clever. I like it. Serenity, Better Days.
Number
issue
2 of 3.
Of three.
Oh,
no, there
the first one was fantastic. Also, Grew Hell on Earth, number 4 of 4, wrapping up today as well.
Rocka.
Going on to DC Comics, Batman Confidential, number 16. Also, Batman Death Mask, number 1 of 4. A death mask? Really? I didn't know he was into that.
Put a mask on. Go down underneath. Ow!
Booster Gold, number 8, is out. Booster Gold and Ted Kord, Blue Beetle, are going through time trying to fix him. He was dead, and Booster saved him, but of course, he'll by the end of this
little... But he's not dead now?
At the end of the storyline, he probably still will be dead. As far as the rest of the world knows, he is dead, because it's one of those kind of things.
Okay.
Green Lantern Corps 23, Countdown to Final Crisis, number 3, and Tiny Titans, number 3, I have to mention, because Tiny Titans, number 2, was kind of fun. I did like it. It was funny.
Well, also from DC, Green Arrow, Black Canary 7. If you want to read that, that's
absolutely
there, if you're keeping up with that. Let's jump over to Marvel Comics, shall we?
Please.
Where I see Avengers Fairy Tales, issue number 2 of 4.
I read issue number 1 not 3 days ago.
Yeah?
Really, really good.
Is it good? What's it about?
Well, that one was about how you had Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver as little kids and being taken to Neverland by Captain America, who is Peter Pan, sort of. It's a very strange story, but it's really, really good.
Uh-huh.
You got to read it.
How about The Last Defenders, issue 2 out of a 6-issue miniseries? Issue 2 is out today.
That's the one I was telling you about. Where
that I would like.
That's
okay.
The New Jersey Defenders.
Well, crap. I need to get that, too.
You do.
Man, I'm behind.
I
all
know
right.
You
got
are.
Anything else?
Amazing Spider-Girl number 19, Amazing Spider-Man number 556 to hopefully wrap up that stupid storyline. And Dead of Night featuring Man-Thing number 3 of 4 is out today as well.
How
from
about
Marvel
from
Comics.
Virgin Comics LLC? Jenna Jameson's Shadowhunter, number 2.
Wow, I have that one on my list as well.
It's out, kids.
Go figure. That's right. I don't know. Why do you got to hunt a shadow? What's that about?
I don't know.
Image Comics also has Screamland, number 2 of 5. Screamland just sounds like the greatest amusement park in the world. Don't do that.
Sorry.
I never want to see you do that again.
Man. Sorry.
Warn me and I'll look
it's
the other way.
It's not a vidcast. It's okay.
I understand, but now I'm going to have nightmares.
Yes, well, I apologize for that. Are we done covering comics for the day?
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Apparently so.
Well, how about from IGN today in Geek News?
Looking at the world from a geeky point of view.
Taking a page from the book used by Friday Night Lights, CBS Paramount allegedly... looking into a deal with cable provider Comcast, according to a report, the New York Times discussions already underway involving a possible deal to revive, wait for it, Jericho, again.
Oh, wow.
This certainly seems to go along with what Jericho producer Carol Barbie had said when she was referring to such talks. So might there still be a season 3? It could happen, apparently.
Your guess is
or
as
rather,
good as ours.
Allegedly.
There you go. Disney now, all traditional Disney animated films, well, we know we're getting back to those thanks to the Pixar deal.
Yeah.
But now all computer animated features from Disney and Pixar are going to be released in digital 3D starting this year with the release of Disney's Bolt. I don't know what Bolt's supposed to
be. I don't
know,
some kind of cola.
But, you know, they experimented with this with Chicken Little back in 2005, mm-hmm. but apparently, no, from now on, if it's computer animated after this movie Bolt, computer animated Disney, Pixar, 3D, baby.
Wow.
Score.
Crazy talk from GamingReport.com. Here's a geeky parenting website I want to pass on to you, DysonDiapers.org.
What?
Dice, letter N, diapers. DysonDiapers.org, a site dedicated to gamer parents. And they're looking for submissions, good authors. If you get stories or all kinds of stuff they're looking for, it is a volunteer effort. It's a pretty good-looking site. Take a look at it. We'll put it in the show notes. If you're a parent and a geek, take a look. I think you'll have a lot of fun with it. And they want you to contribute. Submission guidelines and stuff are right there on the website, DysonDiapers.org.
See, when you said Dyson Diapers, I was thinking like the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, no.
I was confused. Okay, Bobby Coleman, who I don't know who that is. But he's going to play a boy who befriends a robot on the run from malevolent corporate interest in RoboSapien Rebooted.
Ooh.
RoboSapien, you might know, is that $100 little remote control robot mm-hmm. person that you can get, and they're making a movie out of it. So if it's anything like the toy, the tickets will cost $100, and you'll get bored with it after about 30 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much. Also from IGN, actress Jewel State, who played Kaylee in Firefly.
Yes, she did.
Recently made an appearance in Melbourne. The 2008 Supernova Pop Culture Expo announced an upcoming re-release of Firefly to DVD. She's going to be providing a commentary for it. Fox
Ooh.
Home Video has confirmed that the new release will drop in both standard def and Blu-ray. Specific details, bonus materials, and stuff not available yet.
They're going to let me
we'll
trade my complete series
repackage.
Set now? Of course they are, with new and better features. That's fantastic. So some scientists in France France has scientists.
Ho, ho, ho.
I just wanted you to know that. They are now, they've come up with a technology that will give drivers some indication of road conditions as you come along. They have like these
It's called the windshield.
Well, you would think that, but they have these little white markers in the road that
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you?
These white markers will turn pink if there's snow on the road further up from where you are.
Okay.
So
wouldn't
that
you think
way
white would be more indicative?
Well, white
the would, color that it, I don't know, already is?
It would blend in, okay. And then you wouldn't know. You would see just white all over the road and not know that there was snow coming up.
Wow.
So you have to think about that, sir. You have to think about that. Yes, indeed, you do.
Okay.
So, yeah, pink from France.
Fine. I'll leave it to the French. I think that's going to do it, kids. Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, April the 9th. Thank you for joining us. We do appreciate it. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Network. Subscribe through iTunes or your podcatcher of choice. And don't miss GRD Weekly, the hour-long weekend show with Billy Flynn, the Vicar, and the Bruce. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, no derivative works, 3.0 United States license. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com or email us at podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
Don't let the space bugs bite.